My guests today are the Hanks. Check out myspace.com/thehanks. They're here right now setting up. We're going to start by listening to a track from a CD they brought in. I think this is one of their new tracks. And then we're going to get into some interview and some live stuff. So stick around. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. Back on Is Good on killradio.org. All channels up. I have crammed the Hanks into the tiny Kill Radio studio.
Ouch.
They're here with me right now. How's it going, guys?
Pretty good.
All right. Thanks for coming in. Nice that it isn't 120 degrees in here like it has been for the past week.
It's very pleasant.
So why don't we just go around the room, tell me who you are and what do you play. We'll start over here.
My name's Shane May and I play drums.
My name's Josh Gronin, and I sing and play guitar.
My name's Brian Harris, and I play bass.
My name's Philip Katz, and I play a multitude of instruments.
You don't even know your own name?
A trombone, Glockenspiel.
We're not.
Shane, tell me again what you play, because I had some mic problems there for a second.
We were messing with the listeners out there.
Yeah,
I'm actually Philip, and
exactly.
I said I was Shane.
Oh,
but I'm not.
You ruined it.
I thought you were Philip. I just met you, too. I'm like, that's weird. He called himself Shane. I thought that guy was Shane. All right. Good. Way to start
I'm
the
really
show.
I'm really Josh.
And I'm actually Brian.
Fantastic. So, Josh, you are the lead singer, as it were?
Yes.
I mean, you guys all do some of the vocals, but how much of this is a collaborative process and how much of it is sort of, you know, Josh and his band?
Singing-wise?
Well, in terms of, like, where did the songs come from? Where's the sort of genesis of the whole project?
Well, I write the songs, and then I usually write them on acoustic guitar and then bring them in and arrange them together and gut them and then bring them back to life.
And
together.
Is that how the Hanks started, with you kind of coming up with songs and then finding people to play with to fill out the sound?
No, it started actually with Brian, our bass player. He started
Who's
the
one
band.
Of these other guys.
That's yes. me.
Right.
So he started the band in high school, and he just got people to... He just wanted to have a band with some of his friends, and I was one of his friends. So I had never been in bands, and he just knew I could sing, so... That was it.
And then did you pick up the guitar after that? Or
I think I was already playing guitar a little bit, but I got better.
And how long have you guys been together
as
a cohesive unit?
This lineup is 5 years, I think.
Probably almost six now.
Yeah, probably.
It's like 2001.
Coming up on it.
Yep.
I'm getting some grays.
You guys ready to jump into a live song?
Sure.
Always.
All right. What are you going to play for us first?
This is actually a new song. It's called Cinnamon Scars. It's going to be off our album coming up in the winter.
All right. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is the band The Hanks. Check out myspace.com/TheHanks. And here we go.
Adolescent like her with cinnamon scars and honey-eyed hopes. Just a sense of a more cinnamon roar down sugary slopes. You love so much that it burns. Simple play wasn't a ball in her core. Built a castle for her, she raised the walls and made it a fort. You love so much that it so much that it burns. He is building up a tolerance. 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 He is building. Why?
Nice. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is the band The Hanks. So guys, say you've been together like 5 or 6 years.
Then, yes.
Which is actually, you know, by LA standards, that's like it's like 20, 30 years, you know. it's a long time. Has the sound of the band sort of evolved over time, like since you guys started?
I would say yes.
For sure.
Quite a bit.
What was it like when you guys started? Were you just sort of emulating artists that you were hearing on the radio at the time?
It was hornier.
It was hornier?
Yeah.
Please expound on that.
No. I don't want to.
We had a full horn section when we first started, three-piece horn, and we were a lot harder, a lot punkier, I guess.
Has that been kind of a challenge for you guys? Like, with a lot of young bands in L.A., there's this... tendency to easily slip over into the corporate sound, the very manufactured, prepackaged emo sound. You guys are, you want to be careful not to, slip over into being, redundant. Has that been sort of like a challenge for you guys to sort of maintain your identity as a band?
We've definitely had our tests already, like with that, the corporate and record labels trying to come in and say, hey, you guys are pretty awesome, but maybe you should do it just like this, and then you'll get on the radio, and we're like, no, not really. We don't want to do that. We don't want to have to change our lyrics around or change the music so that it's easier for people to listen to. We're just making our music, and if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't.
So you don't have Limp Bizkit like guest rapping on any of the...
I mean, not we do, Stefani, but we will. That's all musical.
Do you think, are you trying to imply that Fred Durst is a bad rapper?
No, not at all. Just that he seems to be popping
he's
up a lot.
He's one of our primary influences.
Let's talk about the writing a little bit. Like, what kind of, Josh, you were saying all the songs pretty much start with you?
Yeah, we have some stuff. As we continue, the writing process evolves a lot as well. So we're putting this album out in the winter, this one coming up, and then we already are, have a couple pieces of songs that we're working on for a third album, and that is kind of coming together more from some kind of jammy collaborative stuff, which is definitely a new thing for us, but I think we're all pretty open to any way. Sometimes I do a full demo, sometimes I just have a guitar part, sometimes we jam. It's just different ways, different songs.
What are some of the themes that you guys keep coming back to in terms lyrically?
Ladies and
popular subject. Yes.
Yeah, this new album is a little more mixes it up a bit. It's kind of just anything in life. There's kind of the song you just played. The first song is kind of about distance between people and physically or it was written when we were traveling, so it can also obviously relate to people personally, differences between them. But and then the Cinnamon Scars, that last one, is kind of more on the subject of kind of losing a bit of your identity. When sometimes you see some people get in a relationship and kind of compromise the things that are important to them, and it's just about that idea. So
it's about Yoko Ono.
It's about Yoko. I heard she's having a sex change operation.
Seriously?
Yeah, for real. She's becoming
a
man.
She's gonna become a woman now.
Oh,
that's mean.
That was not.
That's mean spirited.
That
the Hanks
nice.
Is a mean spirited band.
That was just Philip.
Now you have. So we started out by listening to a track that's from your forthcoming album, right? That comes
Correct.
Out in the winter. You said.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been working on that? That's your second album, right?
Yeah, we recorded the first half of it in the spring. And then we took the summer to kind of... It was originally going to be an EP. And then we took the summer to write some more songs and make it a full length. So
you just thought you had enough that was worth
Yeah,
going
we had
the
a bunch
way.
Of stuff that was half done. And so we decided we were ready to do another full length. It had been a while. So
is that how you guys usually write? Do you sort of like... churn out a whole bunch of songs and then pare it down to the ones you guys are going to really pursue, or do you follow each one through to the end?
Usually they get about halfway done, and then we pick from there. We have about probably like at this point probably like 100 demos of songs that are maybe like
a verse and a chorus or something like that. And then for me personally, it's a little tough to finish 100 songs of lyrics. It's a lot easier to do the instrumentation, I think, for me. So I kind of don't, every song that I finish lyrics to, it's kind of put a little more effort into. So,
well, let's listen to another track from the CD you brought in. What do you recommend?
Track 3, Dirty Lens. This is from our last album.
And that was your debut album?
Yes.
All right, cool. All right, here we go. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is The Hanks.
I concentrate, hold on, sir.
And we're back on Is Good on killradio.org. Hey, guys, how long had you been together as a band before you released that first album? The one we were just listening to.
Three and a half.
And did that sort of change your perspective on the band and what it was? Like, you know, releasing an album, having people buy it and all of that. Did that affect in any way, you know, your approach to the Hanks?
Well, it kind of just like stepped up the seriousness of what we're doing, you know. And after we got, you know, finished that album, we're like, all right, this summer we're all quitting our jobs or whatever we got and figuring out how to, you know, make it on the road and tour and, you know, do this as a living.
Did that pretty much happen? You guys all,
yeah,
like, seriously?
You got to start working when you acquire a lot of debt.
Yeah.
It's pretty much how it is, you know, and it's better to not work a day job and pay your debt down. I mean, which we really didn't do.
But we're still unemployed, yeah, which is good, and we're still just doing music, so.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
but
good.
I guess not having a day job allows you, you know, kind of this constant reminder that you guys, you know, need to be rehearsing, need to be recording. Yeah. You can't kind of slack off and,
yeah,
hope that something will happen.
It's definitely not at times.
this summer has actually been the most time we've had off since we released that album. Just usually, I think we don't really go much more than a month, or maybe a little more without touring some. So,
do you guys like touring, or do you prefer to stay local?
We all like playing a lot, I think, live.
Yeah.
No, we like touring. Just those, like, you know, 2-3 month tours.
Like, kind of exhausting.
Kind of,
huh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, they wear you down after a while.
I like, but
we think the month long, or,
yeah,
you know, three weeks, so.
What was the first time you guys got together as a band and performed live as the Hanks? What was that experience like for you? Were you ready? Was it a nerve wracking experience, or
I totally remember it.
Yeah?
It was the garage.
Oh,
that was
God.
Our first show.
Oh, yeah, not very nerve-wracking.
No.
It was kind of like rehearsal.
Yeah.
But there was a bartender.
Yeah, a rehearsal where you could get your drinks. That was pretty
much it.
And
that's different from your rehearsals now. Exactly how?
We don't have a fridge in our rehearsal
space. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So,
that's pretty much
so it. You guys kind of like eased into performing live and felt pretty comfortable doing it from then on?
Yeah, I mean, we'd all had experience playing in different forms, so we started with so few people at our show, it was pretty hard to be nervous. So, and we just built it up really gradually. Just we played when we were first starting out in LA, we just played as many shows as we could and just got, you know, fans just by repetition and just playing out a lot and getting in front of different audiences. So
what about the difference between playing live and recording in the studio? Do you have a preference? You know, there's like two different styles, obviously, you know, laying down the perfect track or being able to connect with the audience.
Yeah.
Do you like one over the other, or can they even be compared?
I think they're both cool in different ways. And I couldn't say I like one more than the other, because I don't think I'd like touring if we didn't have albums. You know?
That's a good point.
So, and at the same time, I think I would go crazy if we were always recording. Only recording. Like, I like performing. That's one of my favorite things. I mean, that's what drew me to it originally.
What for you makes for a good show?
You know, it's a hard question. If I have a good time, it's a good show.
If he pulls off his backflip without hurting anyone or himself, then he's like, all right, that's good. Good show.
What about venues? Do you guys prefer playing in? I mean, obviously, when you guys play live, it's kind of a loud act, so you're not really doing like the cafe scene or anything. No. But do you
sometimes
like a smaller, more intimate show, or do you like, you know, big arena kind of show?
I like a vibe show, like show with a really good vibe,
where the audience is
at
really
the venue.
Into it.
It doesn't even matter, you know. I mean, if the venue's got a really good vibe, it's usually good.
That could be a challenge in LA.
I really have liked our arena shows, though, too.
Yeah, the Staples Center was,
yeah,
off the chain.
Oh, yeah.
It was
good, you know, packed, you know.
What do you think is the biggest show you guys have done?
Probably 1,000 plus. We've done a few around there.
Done a couple festivals. We've done like Warped Tour, Voodoo Fest, mm-hmm, South by Southwest.
Yeah.
So
we do, yeah.
It's varied, you know, the size of our audience and stuff like that.
Are you guys ready for another live song?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
What are you guys going to do?
We're going to do another song from... You just heard Dirty Lens, and we're going to do the song directly preceding it on our last album, Your New Attraction. So,
all right, you're listening to Is Good.
Luggage versus Baggage.
I loved her, she loved me.
Listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is the Hanks. That sounded great, guys.
Thank you.
So, you know, it's easy for a lot of rock bands to just do the usual, like, you know, one singer, lead guitar, one bass, one drummer, and then maybe throw in another instrument. You guys have, like, a lot of different elements, especially for an indie rock band, a lot of different kinds of percussion, keys. I know you guys use horns in some of your tracks.
Yeah.
Tell me about about that, like kind of what each person brings to the band and adding different layers. And, you know, was there a point where someone was like, hey, you know, like, you know, Philip, you're like, hey, I can play the trombone. Can we work that in there? Or like, how did that develop using all these different sounds?
Well, I was originally, you know, I guess auditioned for the Hanks like back in 2001 to play trombone.
Oh, so they were seeking out.
They were searching. I was at school over at UCLA, and they put up flyers, and I was like, "Hey, been playing jazz, classical. Let's try rock music."
So part of the audition process was that was he he auditioned with a trumpet player, and I remember I think one of the clinchers was during the audition. They're both Philip is like pretty buff, big dude. It's like 6'3", and the trumpet player was like 6'3". He was 6'5", okay. Yeah. So like during the audition, Phil jumped on the other guy's back, and they walked around the room on his back, maybe playing. I don't even remember, but we thought that was a good sign on his showmanship. So
stage presence was as important as musical ability.
We had a really, really, we had a really weird audition process that had about 10 things on it. Only maybe two of which were playing music. So,
but how'd you guys even know that you wanted to, you know, bring a trombone into your rock band?
Well, fate. They started as a kind of instrumental band.
We listened to our brains, and our brains told us you need a horn.
That'll work. Yes. That'll work. I want to talk to Shane a little bit, if we can throw a microphone over at him. Yeah,
he gets the short end of the stick here because I keep moving it for my guitar.
Oops.
Whoa.
Ow, my head.
Sorry,
he doesn't get a mic at shows, and so we're like, interviews too?
Oh, that's good. And we give him the short cable too. All right. Perfect. Hey, how's it going, dude?
He's all hunched over.
Welcome to the show. So how did it start for you with, like, was it like banging pots and pans in the kitchen? And, like, how did you get into playing drums, and how did you end up in this band?
Oh, total pots and pans.
He actually got his first drumsticks in the womb.
Yeah. My mom has evil brothers that kept on buying me drum kits.
Just to annoy her?
Just to annoy my mom. Awesome. So it worked out good. I had a Fraggle Rock drum kit was my first one.
Fantastic.
And then a Blue Jean drum kit. That's pretty cool.
What do you think you do in the Hanks that's, you know, as a drummer that's different from what you might do in another band?
I don't know. I'm really into the songs and stuff, and I don't know. A lot of bands you see, the drummers just looks kind of like a robot back there. And I'm really into the songs. I dance around.
The kicker.
Get into the songs.
He climbed up. The kicker.
Climb on my drum kit.
Climbs up.
Well, right?
Last time I was going to say the kicker is that he is a robot.
Oh.
Yeah.
But he doesn't act like one at all.
Every band needs an android.
I'm very well programmed.
That's good.
To have emotions.
Just don't display them too much, because they'll destroy you.
And the government, you know, if they know that we have such a sophisticated robot, that's it. We're going to have to find a new drummer.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, I think that's, I don't know. And Josh and I write a bunch of cool parts. Like, we sit in the, when we're writing songs, and it's like, come up with parts that, you know, are really, like, unconventional and, like,
so that you have a presence in the band, not like, just keeping the beat.
Yeah, it's totally cool. Yeah. When I'm like kind of coming up with ideas with Josh, and it's fun, like, not just like I'm a drummer and this is how it goes. It's what I'm supposed to do. Two and four, man. Two and four. And then it's like, I think like this next song is like really, you know, it's different. It's just different because when you write with somebody who's not a drummer, it makes it a lot. You know, they come up with ideas that you wouldn't even dream of, you know, and nobody would, if a teacher would say, that's ridiculous, you know, playing that beat.
Right.
And it's like, I'm like,
sounds cool, though.
I'm like, sounds cool, so we're going to do it, you know. And
so is that how a lot of the songs start out, though? Like I know Josh, you bring in the song, you have it ready with the vocals and the acoustic guitar, and then you sort of see what everybody else thinks is going to happen with it, as opposed to you saying, okay, now you're going to play the drums this way and you're going to play the bass that way.
It kind of depends. I mean, there's sometimes that I have a super specific idea, and then sometimes that I have no idea. So it just kind of depends on the song. And, you know, we'll get like a rough idea and everyone will kind of play along. And then usually we'll go back and go through it kind of like, you know, a section at a time and really pick it apart and make sure everything you know, we add a lot of little stuff, whether it be like, okay, that, you know, Brian and, you know, Shane, like, miss a kick here and then add this little snare part here. And so we're pretty obsessive about the little details in the songs.
And then do you guys all kind of agree on, you know, whether or not this is a Hanks song? Like, does it ever happen where one of you is like, you know what, this really isn't a good song for us. Maybe we should step away and do a different song? Or
I don't think so.
Not really.
Like,
yeah.
I'm like,
I mean, because you're saying it's important that you're all enthusiastic about each song that you do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, it's one of the things that drew me to the band in the first place. When I first met Josh and Brian, like, I really liked their, I liked them, and I like, you know, the songs that they were writing. And I mean, I don't know, you can tell even in a rough demo, you know, if it's a good song, it's like, wow, are there more of these? And it's like, yeah, we got more. And then it's like, I don't know, yeah, it's like a preference thing, but. It's like once you like one or two songs, you know, you're like, oh, this is awesome.
So you kind of trust the rest of the band too, like come up with good material.
Yeah, no, and everybody's really, we work really well together. And I think, you know, if a section needs something, like Josh is really fair about like, you know, throwing it out there to all of us and we come up with different ideas. It's, you know, it's, you know, it's a fun environment to work in. And like, still, it's not like work, you know, but it's like we still get a lot of stuff done.
You're fired.
Yeah, right? I've been fired.
Get out,
a couple
Android.
Times, but, you know, I come back and.
We just turn his batteries.
We hug
off.
And make it.
Josh, do you need to retune or can we go into another live song?
Yeah,
from
I
here?
Just got to. Well, I got to throw my. It'll six.
I mean, we can listen to a track from the CD if
sure.
you guys need a minute.
All
right, why don't we do that? I think we were going to play the second track on this CD, just from your new album.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's correct.
Yes.
Upcoming.
Yes.
This one's called There's Nothing Come Easy.
Correct. All right. That's what
you
we'll do then.
Like Shane.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is the Hanks.
Pages to align, that I'll wait so long, it'll never be in time. Oh, the odds aren't looking too good for me. Looks like a long love affair with mediocrity. Introduce yourself.
And we're back on Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with the Hanks. Josh, you said you were singing before you started in this band?
Yeah.
How did that happen? You just start on your own, or were you taking lessons?
You gotta have breath support in your diaphragm, and then, you know.
But like,
you
did you grow up
a note and then go?
Well, my mom. Musical family? Or?
Yeah. My mom is definitely responsible for that. She was in like a folk rock country band when I was born. So she was playing shows when she was pregnant with me. So I grew up, you know, like going to clubs in the little stroller, and my dad, you know, like hanging out and playing bars. And this was, you know, obviously like the early 80s and stuff. And so, and they were playing, you know, like 3-hour shows. They'd be like the only band. It's a lot different than how we have it in the club scene. But so, yeah, pretty every, you know, my brother plays piano and guitar and sings. And
when you started performing in a rock band, obviously you got to compete with all the drums and the distortion guitar and everything like that. Did you have to sort of work on developing your voice to, you know, to be loud enough without just screaming like a lot of bands do?
I guess so. It was really natural just because Brian and I started in the band together when we were like 16. So, you know, my voice was really obviously undeveloped then. So it just kind of, I mean, that my voice developed in that setting. So it just kind of always seemed normal.
Cool. You guys ready for a live song?
Yeah.
All right. What's this one called?
This is another track off our upcoming album. It's not officially named yet, but it's something like Believe.
All right, cool. Whenever you're ready.
Baiting my breath, everyone needs a rest every once in a while. Hoping for more from the friends that are sleeping on the floor tonight. I feel like the love is all being used up in my heart, in my heart. And if you believe in anything, would it keep you safe here? And if you could see and
if you believe in anything, would it keep you safe here? And if you could see through anyone, would you hold near? And if you believe in anything, would it keep you safe here? And if you could see through anyone, who would you hold
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guests, Is the Hanks? Are the Hanks? I never know what to do with bands like that.
I don't know. Rock music with jingle bells.
That was awesome. And Shane, I totally know what you're saying about, you mentioned that the song coming up, you know, you get to do some, you get to actually be more than a robot. You know, the percussion is definitely a big part of that song. That came out, that sounded great. MySpace.com/TheHanks, TheHanksOnline.com. Where's the best place for people to go to get the most up-to-date information?
Our MySpace is the most current, usually.
It's like a drug, MySpace.
It's just so, it's so easy.
First one's free, and then they just... you guys
John,
have shows coming up soon?
Yeah, we have a few.
21st in Glendale. Sorry,
in
it's
in
for
the
21. 20 and up.
21 and up.
That's what I meant.
That's at, what is that, the Minx Restaurant and Lounge?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We have actually one on the 13th, too, although...
Oh, the that's I also 21 and up.
Cabana Club?
Yeah, I think that may be a private invite-only thing. I don't know. It's maybe. It's some e-entertainment thing that we got offered. I think we're going to be like aliens from another planet when we play this, but...
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting experience. I think it might be like we'll show up and we'll be in t-shirts and there's going to be all these models there and it's going to be really awkward, but they said that we're going to...
Awkward.
It's covered by
E.
So maybe we'll be on TV. So we said yes.
Are you guys trying to play out a lot now or kind of holding back so you can focus on getting your album finished?
A little of both. The original plan was to hold back, but we haven't been very good about that, so...
It's kind of hard to resist offers to play because you enjoy it so much.
Yeah, well, and we really wanted to take this up. We usually, now that we tour so much, we don't really play home that much. So we really, the whole summer, we've pretty much just been playing everything that comes our way. So it's been a lot of shows this summer.
Well, cool. Let's listen to one more track from the CD you brought in. Then we'll come back and do, hopefully have time for one more live song.
Cool.
What do we have here? I'm trying to remember what order we did this in. I think we're on the last track now.
Yeah, so,
and this
four.
Is from your... older album, right?
Yeah, this is called Once Again.
All right, stick around. You guys are listening to Is Good on killradio.org with the Hanks.
Yeah.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is The Hanks, myspace.com/TheHanks. How'd you guys come up with the name? Is it just a goof?
Just a goof.
I love Tom Hanks.
He's cool.
He's our idol.
He's so down to earth. Such a great actor.
It's true.
You go on our,
I really do like him, actually, though, as an actor. He's really good.
Yeah, he's great.
He's funny.
On our MySpace, we have a fan art section where...
oh, yeah, I saw that. You guys have some great pictures on there.
Yeah, we had a guy who, in Photoshop, edited in different Hanks or Hank relations. It's pretty awesome for each of us. Josh Tom Hanks. I'm Hank, but the blue guy from X-Men.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
That was the best one.
It's the Beast.
Hank, the Beast.
The Beast is his nice. X-Men name, but his real non-mutant name is Hank McCoy. It's really
exactly.
A stretch.
You should get Tom Hanks to do like a. You should see if you could like somehow license a picture of Tom Hanks for your next album. Like just have him on the front cover with a thumbs up and a wink.
Cool. We actually take photos with him.
We did a college radio show, it was a video show, right? What was it? It was like a college. Remember, was it at UCLA or USC?
It was USC. Okay. It was USC.
Yeah, we did a
Trojan
show.
Trojan Vision.
Yeah, we did a show on the USC TV, and Tom Hanks was on that week, on an episode that week, and we were like, oh, brilliant. We can drop a CD off at the show, get it to Tom Hanks, get some hot PR, but apparently they had already taped his episode, so it was a no-go.
Well, before we go into one last live song, just talk a little bit about the future of the Hanks. What do you guys want to avoid doing so that you
dying.
Don't, you know, lose dying what you got going? Dying is a good thing to avoid. And also, what you know, how do you have any idea of like what it means to you to make it? Like where will you go? Okay, yeah, we're the Hanks, and we did it. We've arrived. Does it have to be cover of Rolling Stones, or can it be indie band with strong cult following, or do you think about these things at all?
If we can all pay our rent
yeah,
every month.
That would be cool.
So just to be self-supportive?
I think I would be like, wow, we made it. I can pay my rent.
And also, like, you know, fix our broken keyboards. And
yeah.
Have gear that works.
Yeah.
Yeah, when gear breaks, we all cry
and actually
and hold each other.
Good.
I think if we could all go buy fur coats, I think that's my idea.
So somewhere between being self-sustaining and
well, that's because you're shallow,
mind-bogglingly
fur
wealthy.
Yeah. Shallow about fur coats. Oh.
I don't have a lot of aspirations. I just want a diamond the size of an apple.
Well, that's cool.
And on that note, let's do one more acoustic performance in the Tiny Kill Radio Studio.
And this song's called "Diamond Shaped Like an Apple."
By
the
Hanks.
It's about our future. I just like to mention here, John keeps mentioning that the studio is tiny. It's not true. It's huge. This is like a palace, and John is loaded. So don't listen to
well,
him.
Well, okay. I'd say it's small because it's made out of diamonds. And so, but,
yeah.
You know.
So the heat is reflected.
Yeah.
Because of
really,
all the and the gold paintings and everything.
It looks much bigger
really
than
we're
really
all wearing our shades.
It's the way light reflects off of diamonds. What's this song actually called?
This song is called Sometimes.
All right, whenever you're ready. My guest is The Hanks. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
I deserve this, I ask myself nervously, looking deep into your eyes. Smile back sadly, we're ending so badly, though it's darkly funny, I guess. Hopelessly I beg away, though you don't care what I say. So I say we won't be just friends. Sometimes you stare back so long, why don't you just move on?
ask if you had a good day. My dreams are so lonely. If we could have only managed to not throw it away. I just don't care. Sometimes I stare back so long. Why don't you just move on? Not keep me holding on. Your kindness is awfully cruel. Just keeps me in love with you like a fool. Seeing you every day just serves to keep me here pining. Way your emotions seem to be at odds with all of the things you told me, and when you smile my way, I almost expect you to say that sometimes I stop and stare, though I know it's much better if I just don't care. Sometimes you stare back so long. Why don't you just move on? Not keep me holding on. Holding on. Holding on.
Guys, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org, my guest band, The Hanks. MySpace.com/TheHanks. This episode will be available for download later today from MySpace.com/ThisIsGood and IsGoodMusic.com, as well as podcasts on iTunes. And that is the show. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.